Hachette Audio presents The Dependents, written by Catherine Dion, read by Robert Fass. Part 1. 1. His wife had died in June, and there was to be a memorial service for her in 2 weeks at the end of the summer. Gene's daughter had come out from California with his granddaughter to help make the arrangements, and he found himself dismayed by his general helplessness, which was not exactly the same as resenting what his daughter did for him, but the feelings existed along the same continuum. He hadn't been able to find his swim trunks that morning, so he was wearing a pair of pants Derry had chopped off at the knee. She had cut them unevenly, and the left side hung lower than the right, in a skew of brown corduroy fringe dampened by sweat against his slack thigh. He was also wearing real shoes, probably the only person on the entire beach, a bulky pair of sneakers made of foam and glue, the sort that older people were punished with and expected to submit to meekly, as if they were no longer discerning. On Dr. Fournier's recommendation, Derry had driven all the way out to the freezing mall, the one with the potted palms, because it was easier to do something for his weak ankles than his grief. He had fought only a little about whether he would wear them, because when he and Derry had started to bicker, his 10-year-old granddaughter had shouted from the back seat of the car, "If you're going to fight, leave me home." Now Annie was playing down the beach with a group of boys and girls who were still unself-conscious about being a group of boys and girls who played with one another.